Blog Talk
Good
Radio.
Evening, welcome. Here you have tonight, Blog Talk Radio Studio, Charles Tater, your host, Dr. D, and the subject tonight is to know yourself, is to know your enemy. I'd like to first thank all of those that tuned in tonight. We have some things that we would like to share with you. And before I continue, I would like to first thank Dr. Reverend Harris for allowing me this opportunity. A shout out to him, as well as the doctors of the Valley, the number one doctors, Dr. Kennedy. And thank you for this opportunity to share this love. And what I want to do is mix love with you tonight. Now, last subject we had, I want to go back a little bit. The subject was to tell on yourself. Well, due to the technology error that we had this morning, we were a little late getting started. I'm new at this, but I want to go back to tell on yourself because we was cut off before I got a chance to finish my story. And I was telling everyone about it's good to tell on yourself when you done made a little boo-boo. And one of the things that have happened in my life that I wanted to share, because this show, this primary goal is to bring our human race together and to find a time to relax and enjoy some fun time. Let all of the frustration go, you know, that you've had during the day. You look forward to a time where this movement we got going. So before I go any further, I would like to take a time, just a minute of silence, to thank all of those around the world being there for us in time of need, a moment of silence for all the human race that are suffering, like our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico. So just 1 minute, I'd like to, everyone to join us as we give a moment of silence for all those that are suffering, all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you. Thank you all in a moment of solidarity with all this anxiety and terrorizing in the world. I'm so happy to say that I have this opportunity to share and to mix this love and this experience. Now, you ask, well, who am I to say that I have a voice to say something about what has happened? Because those that have known me over the years and know of my plight, it goes with knowing yourself. And back to telling on yourself, there were three times that I can relate, maybe four, when I almost lost my life, it was taken. Once I was about 08 or 09, and being what you call a leader of all of the group we were together, we were going over to a place in Chicago called Off the Rocks. And I have watched my older brothers jump into this place where they told you don't ever do this because if you don't jump right in the center, you definitely might hit one of the rocks. Well, a couple of the fellas, we got together and got a group, and we went over there, and they was talking about who was going to go in. And I said, y'all talking, and I jumped in. Well, I was a pretty good swimmer, but I had never gone into deep water. And so all of my friends thought I was just playing, but I was looking for the bottom to grab on. There was no bottom. And through the mercy of the Almighty, jumped in, Papadou, I think his name was. And he jumped in, and cause he was a very good swimmer. He was a Native American. And I was a goner, and I kept thinking about, what is my mother going to think? What my girlfriend going to think? I just can't go now. I'm just telling a couple of incidents that have happened to me that brings me to why today I'm sitting here sharing my story. And this is what we got going. It's going to bring to all of us the understanding because this is to get to know Dr. D. And now here was another time that I almost lost my life. And that was how I end up in Finland and end up marrying a Finnish woman, married Erika Lott, the mother of my daughter Emilia, in which I have been continually going on 18 years fighting for justice to be reunited with her. But there was an automobile accident, and those that know about this, when you see the picture of the auto that we were in, it crushed the ceiling of the car, and it was impossible if you could see that anyone could have survived. But that was another close call. And then there was another one, and this was one that I always think about, the fire heroes. Well, there was a fire in the complex I was living in. It was the door on the opposite side. And I noticed the fire coming in from my neighbor's door, and I went on and knocked on the door because I knew she was single and had three children and helped her get the children out. And there were other people in the area went around saying, fire, fire, fire. And on this particular case, I didn't even know that that was happening. But after the people got out and there was several other apartments that was burnt and they couldn't go back in, finally the firefighters told us that, you know,